And the Paris attacks have reignited debate about electronic surveillance. Some of that debate has played out on this program. We heard Adam Schiff, the top House Democrat on intelligence matters, say earlier this week that U.S. agencies fear they are going dark. Encryption of electronic communications makes it ever harder to peer into the messages of others. Defenders of encryption, by the way, say that is just as it should be. It's a question that presidential candidates cannot avoid, NPR's Scott Detrow reports.
The presidential candidates have mostly stayed away from discussing the NSA surveillance programs until this week. Speaking to MSNBC, former Florida Governor Jeb Bush called for the repeal of one of the key reforms to happen in the wake of NSA whistleblower Edward Snowden's revelations.
I think we need to restore the metadata program, which was part of the Patriot Act, and it expires in the next few months. I think that was a useful tool to keep us safe.
Bush is talking about an NSA program that sucks up and stores millions of phone records every day. Earlier this year, Congress passed, and President Obama signed, a new law that will take the data out of the government's hands later this month. Florida Senator Marco Rubio says that was a mistake. This week, he told a Wall Street Journal forum the vote should now be a key issue in the Republican primary.
At least two of my colleagues in the Senate aspiring to the presidency, Senator Cruz in particular, have voted to weaken the U.S. intelligence programs just in the last month and a half.
Indeed, Texas Senator Ted Cruz played a big role in the debate over the metadata changes. His office even produced a movie trailer-like video about the new law.
This legislation protects the constitutional rights of privacy under the Fourth Amendment while maintaining important tools to protect national security. And
just to be clear, the data will still be collected. But as of November 29th, the phone companies will hold on to the information until a judge approves individual requests.
The same information is in the same lockbox. Now the government has to get an extra key to open that lockbox.
Stephen Vladek teaches national security law at American University. He's not surprised domestic surveillance is becoming a campaign trail topic. Vladek says it's a natural wedge issue for traditional Republican hawks like Rubio and more libertarian-minded lawmakers like Cruz. On top of that, the law professor says viewpoints naturally shift after attacks like Paris.
You know, it's easy when we're years away from particularly serious incidents to look at the Snowden disclosures and to look at the need for tighter reforms, what the government's doing. In the immediate aftermath of episodes like the Paris attacks, you know, it's completely inevitable that at least some folks are going to call for far greater surveillance authorities.
This summer, Kentucky Senator Rand Paul dismissed worries about terrorism during a marathon floor speech.
Some people are so fearful, they're like, how could we get terrorists? We'll be overrun with terrorists, and ISIS will be in every drugstore and in every house in America if we don't get rid of the Constitution, if we don't let the Fourth Amendment lapse.
But this week, Paul is much more subdued on the balance between civil liberties and security. Scott Detrow, NPR News.